This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. There are six countries currently that forbid abortions under all circumstances without exceptions for victims of rape, incest, or life threats to the mother: El Salvador, Dominican Republic, Chile, Nicaragua, Malta, and the Vatican City. A 69-year-old farmer and South Korean activist was killed by a water cannon in a protest in that country last year, dying recently after 10 months in a coma and prompting debate about the government response to protest. Science journalists are raising objections over the FDA and other science releases done by closed embargo based on favoritism, lack of transparency, and more importantly, as one critic claims, making reporters into little more than stenographers for the government because they are not allowed to consult other sources before filing the story. Expatriates and natives may rank the quality of life in Denmark at the top, but immigrants in a survey ranked it 60th in terms of friendliness, 65th in making people feel welcome, and 67th for the ease of finding friends. The FBI is investigating whether Harold T. Martin III, a National Security Agency contractor, took the highly classified source code developed by the agency to hack into foreign governments' networks. Trump has slipped perceptibly in public polls, trailing widely now in Pennsylvania and by smaller margins in Florida and North Carolina. Private polling by both parties shows an even more precipitous drop, especially among independent voters, moderate Republicans, and women, according to a dozen strategists from both parties. Contrary to Governor Pence's argument in the VP debate, science defines implicit bias. It is the mind's way of making uncontrolled and automatic associations between two concepts very quickly. In many forms, implicit bias is a healthy human adaptation. If you make the rote assumption that fruit stands have fresher produce, that's implicit bias. But the same process can also take the form of unconsciously associating certain identities like African American with undesirable attributes like violence. A study suggests that humans will never get older than 115. It's the latest volley in a long-running debate among scientists about whether there's a natural barrier to the human lifespan. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.